Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Let's go to Josh at Jets Camp. Josh, what's happening, brother?
Hey, how are you?
Hey,
good.
Man.
What are you doing?
I am at the Jets facility right now trying to join the kickers for the tryout.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am standing out here with my sign. I have a career long of 57 yards in game. And over the past 5 years, I've converted 92% of my field goals at the pro level.
Yeah, where, Josh? Where did this happen?
So this happened in tandem in a few different leagues. One of the main ones in this area, though, is called the MLF. It's Major League Football. It's predominantly New York City, spanning down into New Jersey and up a little bit into Connecticut.
The MLF?
Yes, MLF.
And what team did you play for in the MLF?
I played for the Tri-County Owls.
Of course, the Tri-County.
And I'm actually now living in Salt Lake City, but I took a red-eye flight here hoping to just be able to get in the facility and show off my talent.
Did you kick in college, Josh?
I did. I kicked at the University of Vermont, and I played at Lackawanna College as well.
Wow, Lackawanna.
Which is a junior college in Scranton.
Now, what is your full name, Josh, if you don't mind me asking?
It's Joshua Henshaw.
Joshua Henshaw. All right, I'm going to look you up right now.
Where are you from, Josh?
So I'm originally from Philadelphia, now living in Salt Lake City. And if you look me up on YouTube under Josh Henshaw Kicks, you can see my practice footage has up to 70-yard field goals kicking. And also I have some game footage on there, which includes my 57-yard field goal. So I'm trying to do whatever I can, whatever resources to get into Jets camp today.
And, well, this is a good way to do it. We know some people over there. Are you 30 years old, Josh?
I am, yes.
Have you ever been a part of an NFL training camp or brought in for a tryout before?
I have not, no. Actually, University of Vermont started a club football team, and it was my grandfather's alma mater, so I ended up choosing University of Vermont as opposed to the University of Utah and University of Massachusetts after I finished my year at Lackawanna Junior College.
Do you have an agent?
That I do not.
Okay, clearly, because you're standing outside with a sign. This is something
well,
that the agent
listen,
would do.
If we can get you signed, can we be your agent and take 4% of the money that you get?
That sounds like a plan to me. I'm willing to do a deal with the devil to get in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, here's a guy that cares. He's trying. This is it.
Right.
This is his shot.
I mean, they should be able to just give him a shot. What's the harm in that, right? You're not like a weird guy, have a criminal record or anything like that we need to know about before we start supporting you, and then we find out that you've got people that you're holding hostage
in
the basement.
Yeah, we have to do a little background check on you,
right,
Josh.
No, I do not have any bad background.
What does your sign say?
My sign says YouTube Josh Henshaw Kicks at the top, and it says, please let me kick. Took the red eye from Salt Lake City last night, 92% last five seasons in semi-pro, 57-yard long.
It's way too long. You just need to have something on the sign like it wasn't your fault in Miami, Adam, and then you'd probably get let in because that's what
no,
you need to
do. That. Don't do that. But
yeah.
This is interesting.
Yeah, it is.
So do you see him on YouTube here?
Yeah, I've got his profile here on some sort of website.
All right.
But I have not gone to YouTube yet because I was talking
to
him.
I have a profile on Europlayers.com.
Yeah, that's what I was looking at. That's exactly what I was looking at. So Josh.
Yeah, it's a website that just kind of is a conglomerate for players trying to get to Europe, although that the organization over there is significantly less than it was 10 years ago.
So you think you can do this at a high level in the NFL? I'm watching you now on your YouTube channel. You're a guy in a tank top who's kicking 70-yard field goals, and that's great. But you truly believe that if you're given the opportunity, you could be a kicker in the NFL, the National Football League?
Absolutely. I have 100% confidence in it. I know what my skill set is. It's just a matter of getting it in front of the right people so that they can see what I can do.
I can see you can kick 70-yard field goals. How about your kickoffs? You going to kick them through the end zone?
Yeah, actually, at the end of that video, you'll see there's quite a few. One of them actually goes through the goalposts on the kickoff.
This guy's no joke. I'm watching him right now. Now, he's not in pads. There's nobody in front of him, but
right.
He's drilling these kicks. There's no doubt about it. You know, when people say, oh, I heard this guy, Matt Prater, is a 70-yarder.
You know when we saw Carly Lloyd do it? And Carly Lloyd took like four steps to kick it. So you can't do that.
Let's take a look at him. He's just drilling these field goals, this guy. So, Boomer, can you help him get in? Now, you don't have any weapons on you or anything?
No, I do not. I have a backpack that has my cleats in it, some workout attire, one football, my kicking tee, and my kicking stand to hold the ball for field goals.
I'm just trying to like fast forward to Monday Night Football, and let's say that the Jets actually do sign you because you've impressed them on the practice field and everything, and your obvious confidence in yourself and your drive to make this happen, which I do admire very much, by the way. And then all of a sudden you're there to go kick the game winner, and you miss a 25-yard field goal, and then can you imagine the Jet fans on Tuesday morning what they're going to be like?
I can imagine it, but I don't see it happening.
Wow. All right. I like the confidence, man. So what about, like, if you have to make a tackle? Are you in enough shape to do that?
That I am. I don't have any footage of me making tackles, but I'm about 6'2" and 235 pounds. I'm not easy to run through.
Well, Boomer's grabbing his cell phone right now, and it looks like he's going through his contacts.
Should I send it to like Adam Gase or Joe Douglas? Who should I send it to?
Adam Gase.
He's probably not in a great frame of mind right now.
But that's what he'll be like. May as well give it a shot.
Yeah.
You know, because he would be a guy that would probably give it a shot.
Yeah,
I think Joe Douglas would probably maybe even entertain.
Right.
I can't speak for them. I don't know them that well, but
if this was still Todd Bowles, he'd walk over to you, hand you a $10 bill, and go get some ice cream.
Josh, here's what I'll do. I'll send a text, and I'll say there's a guy outside with a sign. Somebody go talk to him, please.
No.
What?
No. You got it.
What do you want me to say?
That's not vouching for the guy.
I can't. I don't know him. Now I'm looking at him on video. So if Joe Douglas is listening, or Adam Gase is listening, or somebody over there at the Jets is listening, they should say that there's a guy outside that has a YouTube vid. Take a look at the vid.
The guy who's kicked in college.
Kicked in college. And also kicked for the semi-pros.
The Tri-County Frogs. And
the Owls.
The Owls. Tri-County Owls.
Who?
And then give him a look. See, he called, seems normal, no criminal record, doesn't have any weapons in his backpack as far as we know.
Josh, how did you know to call this radio station?
I just saw your guys' article posted online. One of my good friends from college, who's a huge Jets fan, he sent me the link to the article. He thought that they were hosting open tryouts. And so I took a look into it, saw they weren't open, booked the next flight. I took a red eye from Salt Lake City, started at 8:30 last night and landed about 5:30 this morning at Newark.
Jesus.
And now I'm here.
This is crazy, man. This is
This is great.
No, I know it's yeah, but at the same time, so you thought it was open when you were on the plane, and then when you showed up, you found out that it wasn't open tryouts.
No, I knew that it wasn't open.
And
I
you
put a
still
call
showed
in
up
the front office.
Wow.
And just said that I'm going to be showing up. And, you know, hopefully you guys will let me in. I have the ability, and I want to showcase it because I can compete for the starting spot.
I'm telling you.
I just put Adam Gase's number, like, in my phone, and I just started to text. I caught myself. I said, wait a minute, time out.
I
don't think I could do this. I
mean, give me his number. I'll do it.
I have other personnel people that I know over there that I can send something to, but I can't imagine sending it to the head coach. I mean, it's like I'm trying to think how he would respond to it. Like, Boomer, are you serious? Now, listen, Josh, I do not want to.
It's worth a shot.
I know that. I don't want to minimize what you've gone through to get here. I don't want to minimize that. And we're having a lot of fun with you, and I think this is awesome that you
this guy's chasing a dream.
Right. I love that. I do love that. So I wanna do this the right way. I don't wanna, you know, just like hammer the coach.
You know, all right. Well, I know a guy too over there, independent of you.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm gonna send him a message, and that guy I know will get the message to the right people. If you're not going to do it, I got to take
well,
this.
Well, no,
in
I know I can get it to the right people.
But you're dilly-dallying now. I don't like
it. I'm not dilly-dallying.
You're
beating around. I'm just trying to figure out whether I should send it to the coach.
Is this going
to
ruin my relationship with this guy? Can I vouch for this guy? What if he turns out he's a weirdo and all this stuff? I don't care about any of that. So what I'm going to do is I got you, Josh. All right? Don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of
this. That is awesome.
I'm going to do my best, and I'm going to try to convince Boomer to do his best.
Well, we'll do our best. Yes, we will. The question is, what do we believe our best is? I mean, I could go to the head coach, or I could go to the general manager, but I think, you know, there's a little bit of my credibility on the line here, too, you know, don't
Why?
You think? Like yours, you don't Why? Really care about your credibility.
No.
I care about mine.
Well, right. You're right about that. However, how is this going to ruin your credibility? You just say, hey, this dude sounds normal. Right, he got on a flight from Salt Lake City. He called the radio show.
All right.
That's what you
gotta do. Tell me what.
I'll go through a full background check if you guys need.
Well, no, right. Josh, the Jets will do that and everything else. They'll take blood and all that other stuff, make sure you're not on drugs or anything. Right. So, well, what do you want me to write to Adam? You tell me what to write to Adam Gase.
A guy just called our show.
Okay, a guy just called our show.
Who is a kicker.
Show who is a kicker. Okay.
Who kicked in college and semi-pro.
Who kicked in college and, Josh, semi-pro, is that right?
Yes. Semi-pro.
Semi-pro, okay. He's standing outside. He's standing outside of your facility.
With a sign.
Facility with a sign.
He took a red eye from Utah.
He took a red eye from Salt Lake.
And if you could include in there just YouTube, Josh Henshaw kicks.
Okay.
So that he can see the footage I have posted.
And wants a shot at
the job. No, he just wants to try out.
He wants a shot. He just wants a shot.
He'd like to
have a shot. You can check him out. You can check him out.
As we did. Because we saw
him out.
Because that, as we did, gives you a little bit.
All right, hang on for a second. I'm not a millennial. It takes me a little bit longer to do the text.
All right, sorry.
You could check him out as we did on YouTube. Okay. Well, what's the YouTube handle?
Josh Henshaw Kicks.
Josh, Henshaw.
Henshaw.
Yep.
Kicks.
There you go. Does that sound good, Josh?
So yes, I'm just going to say, seems like a pretty solid dude.
Right. Chasing a dream.
Pretty solid dude, D-U-D-E, all right, chasing a dream.
Hey, Josh, do you give permission to CBS Sports Network to use your YouTube footage on CBS Sports Network?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, all right, we'll do that.
All right, so here it is. I'll read it to you, okay? Hey, Adam, a guy just called our show who is a kicker, who kicked in college and semi-pro. He's standing outside your facility with a sign. He took a red eye from Salt Lake and wants a shot. You could check him out as we did on YouTube at Josh Henshaw Kicks. Seems like a pretty solid dude chasing a dream. May end up being
a psychopath.
No. Great story.
We'll make a Disney movie out of it.
Yeah, seriously.
I'll call my producer friend.
Oh, yeah.
Mark Charney, that guy. This would be awesome. It may be happening, a great story. But then again, it may not.
What are you putting that in for? Just leave
right.
The whole...
Man, I need all the positivity.
Maybe end up being a great story. Now, I want to see how I want to end this, just to make sure. And by the way... me and Gio are his agents, and we will negotiate for him. No, I don't want to put that, right?
No, don't put that in there.
If it gets to that point, Josh, don't sign anything if you impress them, and let me and Gio take over from there, okay?
Yeah, okay. That's the caveat, all right?
I have the police pulling up now. Are you listening to him on the radio? Awesome.
The cops are showing up because they're listening to you.
Madison police just wished me good luck.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So, Gio, what does that say?
May up end up being a great story. End of.
Do you see who we're sending it to?
Sending it to Adam Gase. Yes.
You want to hit send?
Yes, I do.
Wow, what's that, Al?
So this is going to make a great 30 for 30. Yeah. What if I told you?
Why are we doing this for ESPN? Why can't we do it?
We're doing it for radio.com. Come on.
Doesn't Showtime have a show or something like that we could do it in? You want to send it?
Yes, I do. All right,
so we're going to send it. Gio wants to push the button, Josh.
All right, here we go. It's really hard to do this when you're holding the phone.
Oh, I hit it.
All right, you guys are awesome.
All right, there you go. Now, we're going to call you back. Do you have his number on there? Or do you want him on hold?
Hey, Josh.
Yes?
Don't embarrass us.
I know. Don't go on there.
Don't be like some psychotic lunatic.
And then take a poop on the practice field or something.
If you get a shot, remember where you got that shot from. But I appreciate you making the call, and I appreciate you chasing the dream.
If you guys don't get tickets already, I'll send them your way.
All right, Josh, don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold so our producer Al can talk to you, and we'll talk to you at the end of the show, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right, there's Josh.
I don't know if they're having kicking tryouts or any of that stuff. I'm assuming they are. I'm assuming they would because Corey Vedvik has not been great for either Minnesota or them. They're probably working with him and watching him and all this other stuff, and I don't want somebody to lose a job, but, you know, a guy calls in.
Well, listen, this is one of those things, man.
Like, I know.
You are what you're worth in the NFL. And if you can't get the job done in week one, you lose by a point, see ya. That's the way it works. We all have pressure on us when we get to a certain level of whatever we're doing.
I will say this. If somehow, some way, this young man finds himself on an NFL team, whether it be the Jets or anybody, we are all going to be rooting for this guy.
Oh, of course, man.
It's going to be a no-brainer.
This is incredible. It looks like he can do it. On his YouTube video. I mean, if it was just him, you know, kicking in a clown suit or something.
If I find out we got played here, Al.
No.
I swear to God.
No. There's no way.
And by the way, speaking of getting played, did you see what Jerry Rice said about Antonio Brown?
Did he say you played yourself?
No, he said he played us. We were all played out there in the Bay Area. Because Antonio was telling Jerry that he wanted to play out there in the Bay Area.
Yeah, well, I think he did until he found out his guaranteed money was gone. All right, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, CBS Sports Network. We'll keep you updated on Josh Henshaw and him trying out for the Jets potentially today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.